A skeptic arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo for a friend's wedding, but something extraordinary happened. He left as one of Padre Pio's devoted followers. What could transform someone's heart so quickly? Stay with me to uncover this remarkable story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to our story. Today we're diving into a story that's as strange as it is fascinating. It comes from Frank M. Rega's book, Amazing Miracles of Padre Pio and the Stories Behind Them. Our main character in this encounter is Gino Latilla, a famous Italian singer with a fair bit of skepticism, someone not easily convinced by tales of saints and the supernatural. But wait until you hear what happened to him. Listen to this. The year was 1962, and Gino had come to San Giovanni Rotondo for the wedding of his friend Luciano Rispoli. Now, Luciano's family was deeply devoted to Padre Pio, and they'd arranged for the wedding ceremony to be celebrated by none other than Padre Pio himself. But Gino wasn't impressed. Having attended Jesuit schools as a boy, he considered himself well-educated and viewed miracles as outdated folklore. He was, in fact, openly skeptical. Still, out of curiosity, he decided to attend Padre Pio's 5 a.m. Mass. When Mass ended, Gino and a few friends went into the sacristy to get a closer look at Padre Pio and to receive his blessing. They found Padre Pio deep in prayer. The atmosphere was hushed and reverent. Yet, Gino couldn't help but feel irritated that Padre Pio was ignoring the crowd gathered to see him. In Gino's mind, Padre Pio should have spent more time greeting the people, not just praying. Then something unexpected happened. A child approached Padre Pio, and the friar, without even looking up, sternly told the child to leave him in peace. This upset Gino even more. He thought of how Jesus welcomed children, and here was Padre Pio doing the opposite. Gino's frustration boiled over, and he left angered. For the rest of the day, Gino did nothing but argue about Padre Pio with the wedding guests, criticizing the long hours he spent in prayer, while pilgrims often waited days to see him. The relatives, all devoted to Padre Pio, tried to defend him. His mission is the salvation of souls, explained the groom's uncle. Padre Pio knows when it's best to receive people and when they need time to reflect. Nothing happens by chance with him. If he wishes it, he could even arrange to meet you tomorrow. These last words lingered in Gino's mind. If he wishes it, he can arrange to meet you tomorrow. He told himself that he had no desire to meet Padre Pio and that he had nothing to say to him. But that night, Gino was restless and uneasy. The next morning, he rose early to prepare for the wedding. Luciano, the groom, had received a movie camera as a gift and asked Gino to film the ceremony. Gino happily accepted. Arriving at the church with camera in hand, he thought the best vantage point would be from the organ loft at the back. He went to find the staircase and discovered two small doors beneath the balcony. Choosing the one to the left, he climbed up, followed a corridor, and opened a door, only to come face to face with Padre Pio. Instantly, he recalled the words from the previous day. If he wishes it, he can arrange to meet you tomorrow. Padre Pio, seated in an old armchair, stared at him with a look so intense that it seemed to pierce into his bones. Gino felt a mix of fear and fascination. He described Padre Pio looking as if he was suffering, yet happy at the same time. Padre Pio asked, "Well, what are you doing here?" Gino replied that he was looking for the organ. "And here's where you come to look for it?" Padre Pio replied firmly, "Get out, get out." Gino left the room. However, his face felt all aflame, as if he had been close to a fire. He continued searching, climbing stairs, going back down, opening doors. You get the idea, he was lost. He began to worry he might miss the moment when the bride and groom would enter the church. He opened another door and once again found himself face to face with Padre Pio. "You again? What do you want from me?" This time Padre Pio's expression was calm, almost smiling. Gino withdrew, thinking to himself that if Padre Pio was still in that room, that means the ceremony had not yet begun. He decided to descend the stairs to get back where he started. But instead, he found himself in another hallway. He opened the door and, for the third time, saw Padre Pio. This time, Padre Pio was surrounded by children and he was smiling. The children recognized Gino and shouted, "It's Gino, the singer from the radio." Padre Pio approached and looked Gino straight into the eye. The singer began experiencing indescribable sensations. He felt as if his mind was spinning. Then Padre Pio struck Gino three times on the head. Now, Gino emphasizes that these were not gentle taps, but decisive blows, almost punches. A shudder ran throughout his entire body. Then he heard Padre Pio say, "Go and never do anything bad, and never be afraid of anyone." With his mind clearing, Gino remembered he needed to return to the church to film the wedding. He walked out, entered another corridor, and finally found himself back in the church. But no one was there. The church was empty. How could this be? The wedding ceremony should have taken at least an hour, yet he was certain he'd been away for only 5 or 6 minutes. Gino felt certain he had been awake the whole time. Besides, Padre Pio was right there in the friary. He had seen him 3 times. Confused, Gino stepped outside and found a relative of the groom. "Where did you go? We were looking everywhere for you," the man said. Gino asked where the couple was, and the man replied that they had already left. "What about the wedding?" Gino asked. "It ended a while ago," the man replied. Still in disbelief, Gino asked who the celebrant had been. The man answered simply, "Padre Pio." The author shares that Gino became a devoted follower of Padre Pio. Years later, after suffering a stroke that left him partially paralyzed, Gino saw Padre Pio in a vision. In the vision, Padre Pio assured him he would recover and sing again. True to his words, Gino regained his health and dedicated himself to singing exclusively for charity, fulfilling his promise to Padre Pio. End of story. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. To enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass and to explore our new website. Thank you for being a part of our community and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.